Hello there, church family. Here we find ourselves a couple days into the week as it's Tuesday and it's time for one of our two devotionals that we're going to be sharing with you on a weekly basis as we find ourselves unable to get together as a body of believers. Pastor Cade and myself, as we took a look at the things that we find ourselves facing each and every week as new executive orders come down from our local government, as well as the fact that we find that our lives are changing each and every day, not knowing what each new day will bring. It's very important for us to remember the truths about God, the fact that He does not change, and that we can always trust in Him as the one who is that solid rock, that foundation. And so before we begin taking a look at the couple verses that I've selected for today's devotional, let's just go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word, which is timeless. We thank you that even today, in 2020, as we find ourselves in the towards the end of the month of April, we can take and read your word and see it be applied to our situation even right now. And I pray as we take time to do this, Lord, that it would be an encouragement to each and every one of us, and we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So the verses I've picked for today's devotional, for the Tuesday thought, come out of Psalm chapter 59, and we're going to take a look at verses 16 and 17. So you're welcome to follow along as I read. It says, "But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you. For you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love." And so I've entitled today's devotional, "The Steadfast Love and Strength of God." Now, to give you context in relation to this actual text, this is written by David as Saul has sent men to watch his house with orders to kill David. As you can imagine, this is something that is bringing some distress into David's life, but he is also of a clear mind and heart to know that he needs to be reminded of what he knows to be true about God. And as we take a look at the whole of this psalm, the psalm is full of multiple prayers, as well as a song of testimony, which is the verses I just read. And if we think about it, you know, we're not being pursued by someone who wants our lives, but we are facing today multiple enemies. As we think about the fact that we are in a world where a virus has been identified that has for sure affected lives of people from every country, as well as taken some lives. And so as we think about that, that is an enemy that we're facing. But we also may be those that have lost freedoms as we think about the stay home, stay safe, as we think about the fact that we're not able to go and to live and to do and to do the things that we are on any other given day there for our enjoyment, because we are taking into consideration the livelihood of other people besides ourselves. We may even look at it too as a multiple enemies of a loss of work, because maybe you've been laid off as a result of everything that's going on. And for certain, we have lost face-to-face fellowship. And for some, that is a very hard thing to swallow. But as we think about prayer, and knowing that this psalm is full of a few prayers, as David pens it, prayer gives us the ability to come to God to seek help, direction, perspective, as well as comfort. And in verse 1 of the psalm, David says, "Deliver me from my enemies." And that's a prayer as we think about everything that we're facing right now. Lord, deliver us from what we're facing. Lord, give us the ability to come through this, to see it from your perspective. But then David finishes out the psalm by actually singing. And we know that singing actually gives us the ability to engage not only emotionally, but intellectually as we use our minds and as well as physically with the Word of God. Singing or song or music is a very powerful tool that David utilized as he sung and put the truth of God to words, to song. But as we think about it, emotionally, it singing brings our hearts in tune with the truth of the Word of God. Intellectually, singing helps us to remember the truth that we can easily forget. And physically, singing has a profound effect on anxiety and stress that can come from the stimuli that we find ourselves facing each and every day. So just as David understood and saw the importance of singing in his situation, in his distress, we too can benefit from that even today. So what does David remember about God? Let me point out a couple things in those verses that I just read to you as he finds himself in the midst of his enemies. First, he speaks about singing of God's strength. And as we think about strength, it is something that we all need each and every day. Strength to face the day, strength to be able to overcome. And as a result, I think about Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19, where it says, God, the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. So God is able to not only encourage David by giving him the strength that he needs, because he is our strong protector, but God can do that for each and every one of you today. You'll notice that he uses the word steadfast in relation to the love of God. And we know that God is steadfast in everything that he is, but in particular, David mentions his love. Well, steadfast means that it's unwavering, constant, resolute. It is something that you can count on, that is not going to disappear, that's not going to be affected by anything outside of who God is. Instead, it'll be faithful to who God is. And he says that he will sing aloud of God's steadfast love, and he does so in the morning. And I think that the key there in noticing that it's in the morning, because each day is an opportunity for God to show his strength, to show his steadfast love, to show us that he still cares and does provide that much needed fortress that David sings about as well. And you'll notice that it says in verse 16, for you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. We can see ourselves even today in days of distress, because things are not the same as they were even 6 months ago. And so as we think about this, and as David sings about this, you'll notice that he says, for you, O God, are my fortress, and you have been to me a fortress. So he's experienced this before. He knows without a shadow of doubt that God is that God, the one who provides that place of security, that safe haven in the day of distress, and is a safe haven for us even today. And you think about his love, and know this, Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, as Paul pens this and says this with the surety, as David pens it, as God being steadfast in it, he says, for I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation. Okay, so that includes even the coronavirus. That includes everything. None of that will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, because God's love is steadfast. His love is there for us always. And as he guarded David, as his life was in jeopardy by Saul and his jealousy for David, God can protect us here in April of 2020, even though there are things that are outside of our control, and know that we can sing using our emotions, our intellect, and physically realizing the effects of singing to him, the fact that he is the one who is our strength, the one who is steadfast in his love each and every day, the one who is our fortress, our refuge in the days of distress. So may this be an encouragement to you. And may God bless each and every one of you. Let's close in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for these truths. We ask that they would be an encouragement to each and every one that needs encouragement. May it be a reminder to us to sing of your strength, to sing of your steadfast love, to sing the fact that you are our fortress, our refuge in the time of distress. And Lord, we'll give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you, church family, and have a great Tuesday.